New World Symphony musicians play a section of George Crumb's Dream Sequence. A pianist reaches inside the piano and picks strings. Then he switches over to play crystal glasses tuned with water. Another plays a cymbal with a violin bow. Looking around the rehearsal for the concert called Alien Jungle, the concert hall looks a lot different than the traditional stage with risers of seats.
The idea of immersing the audience in surrounding these ensembles so that they can actually feel like they're part of the acoustic and have that extra relationship with the musicians.
Michael Linville is dean of chamber music for the New World Symphony. He talks surrounded by blow-up beanbag-looking chairs. The traditional seats have been taken up. The new seats surround the musicians on the same level.
They're sort of reimagining what it means to go to a concert.
Brian Shepard is with an experimental arts technology and innovation program at the University of Southern California. His students have worked for a year on deconstructing the traditional classical music concert and trying to bridge the gap between audience and performer, especially as the traditional classic music goers are aging out.
If the people that you appeal to are only the ones that understand all the rules, that's a dwindling number of people. And so we're trying to find ways that music really have a much broader appeal.
He says some of their inspiration comes from rock concerts. There'll be lots of light production and video projections. People will also have a chance to mess around with some of the percussion instruments before the concert.
I love it.
Eric Ripple is a fellow with the New World Symphony. He'll be playing one of four marimbas in the Steve Reich piece they'll perform.
It's more about the community and the feeling of community. And so you can catch eye contact with audience members and musicians much easier.
Alien Jungle is this Sunday at 2:30 at the New World Symphony Hall. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami Beach.